This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The international community pledged more than $1.2 billion for humanitarian and development assistance for Afghanistan as the country teeters on the brink of a humanitarian and economic catastrophe. The United Nations remained in Afghanistan along with numerous international aid organizations. The population faced dire living conditions from years of conflict, severe drought, and COVID-19, even before the government collapsed and the Taliban swept into Kabul on August 15th. The UN appealed for $606 million for the remainder of the year for food, health care, shelter, and other vital needs to assist 11 million people. The country's poverty rate is spiraling. Public services are close to collapse, and the UN says many people could run out of food by the end of the month as prices climb and salaries and savings dry up. With winter approaching, humanitarians urgently need to pre-position food and other supplies in areas where access will become difficult because of bad weather. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, testifying at a congressional hearing Monday, staunchly defended the country's military withdrawal last month from Afghanistan. Speaking to the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Blinken said there was no evidence that staying longer would have made the Afghan government any more resilient or self-sustaining. Opposition Republican lawmakers and some Democratic colleagues of President Biden have criticized the president's handling of the withdrawal of troops, American civilians, and Afghans who worked for U.S. forces. The U.S. evacuated 124,000 people. Blinken's expected to face more tough questions on Tuesday when he